Welcome back to another episode of the Gene Smith Podcast presented by Encova Insurance, where we sit down each week to speak to the Ohio State Senior Vice President and Wolf Foundation Endowed Athletics Director to talk about the current state of OSU athletics. My name is Ben Waite, and I'm joined, as always, by Mr. Gene Smith. Gene, first and foremost, how are we doing today?
Doing great, Ben. How are you doing today?
I am doing fantastic. We're right in the heat of football season, and I wouldn't have it any other way.
There you go. There you go. We are in that fall weather, it seems like. The leaves are getting ready to change, and, you know, it's 60 degrees, so it's kind of perfect fall.
Absolutely. Get the apple cider ready.
There you go.
Gene, as we record this, we are at the tail end of a five-game home stretch to start the football season. How has our department adjusted to manage this abnormal start?
Yeah, it's been challenging, Ben. And when you have a contest like we started out with Notre Dame out to shoot and all the pageantry and excitement and expectations, and frankly, you know, really the first real type of event coming out of COVID, it was a big burden for our operations team, and then to have five in a row, it's really been a challenge. So looking forward to, you know, the Rutgers homecoming game being our last home game, and for at least this period of time in that stretch, so we can give our people a break, because we also are hosting soccer and field hockey and volleyball and the concerts and other events. And so our event staff has been challenged, so we've been pretty creative in trying to help them get through it.
Absolutely. Well, look forward to that first away game so we can put on our spectator hats for a brief moment there. Our guest today, we're very excited to have, is in his third year as the Charles Griffin Kale Director of Athletics at the University of Southern California, and in March was named the 2021-22 NACTA Athletic Director of the Year. Welcome, Mike Bone. Thank you so much for being with us.
Well, it's a pleasure to be with you, and anytime I can partner with Gene, it's always a pleasure. And I tell you, in preparation for today, I just think back of the interaction I've had with Gene from all his different stops across the country. And I tell you, there's no better leader and a man of integrity. And when somebody has a description of his word is gold, I mean, that describes Gene. When he says something, he honors it. And Gene, I always respect that about you. And that's something that we desperately need more of it here in our business.
Well, thank you, Mike. I appreciate those comments. And it's the same for you. I mean, for our fans and everyone listening, you know, Mike has been the consummate leader. I'm really, really glad that he's at USC. I mean, he's done so many different things. We did a few things when you were the AD at Cincinnati, and you opened up your beautiful basketball facility down there, and we came in and was a part of that experience. And Mike's just been an unbelievable leader in our industry, and really just glad that he's able to take the time and join us today.
Absolutely. Mike, the USC football team is off to an undefeated start under the leadership of new head coach Lincoln Riley, and all of your other fall sports are off to a hot start as well. How would you describe the energy around your program right now?
Well, I think it's high. I mean, you think of the horseshoe and that energy and electricity on game day there. I mean, obviously, we try to emulate that here, but energy's high. The optimism associated with so many aspects of the institution are trending in the right direction. And that's the sign of a strong athletic program. I mean, as Gene knows, he mentioned concerts, all the different things that are involved with an athletic enterprise. Is we're not the most important thing on campus, but we're the rallying point for campus. And that's where we rally, and that's where we get together and celebrate Nobel Prize winners and great research in the hospitals and the awesome things that we do. And I know that Gene and Ohio State have always done a phenomenal job with that. And we have a similar model here. So electricity is high. Attendance continues to grow. We're in a little bit of a heat wave. You're talking about leaves coming off the tree. I'm looking out and I'm like, those palm trees don't look like they're losing any of that. And we might have to dedicate a couple of those out here to old Gene and let him see him grow.
Mike, how has your department and Trojan supporters reacted to the news about USC and UCLA joining the Big Ten Conference?
Well, you know what? They have been overjoyed and they're excited. And having UCLA join us from the LA market, it's exciting. And I just think you have to take a look at the Big Ten institutions. I mean, 13 out of 14 are AAU institutions, just like we are. And the stage that they play on. And for example, we played a very difficult game on the road at Oregon State that's well coached. And we knew it was going to be a tough game. And, you know, the game was only seen by about 12 million people in the country. And I had so many people calling, where's the game? Where's the game? Where's the game? I can't get the game. And I don't think we're going to have that issue in the Big Ten. And I think that's important for us. And I think that intensity of interest is very, very important. Ohio State is amongst the top in the country and fueling that, not only for the athletic program, but obviously the entire institution, their community, the state, the region. And we feel the same sense of responsibility here in the entertainment capital of the world. Our good friends in Fox are right across the street here in LA. I mean, and obviously the NFL influence, Major League Baseball influence, NBA influence, all those things fuel a sense of pride and interest in sports. And, you know, for example, you know, when the Super Bowl was here this last year in SoFi, and this year the national championship game is in SoFi. And I know that you're looking at two athletic directors that would love to have their teams in that game. And I just think that's representative that in Los Angeles, in Southern California, sports matter. Now they like to win. You know, the Dodgers have the best record in baseball right now. They're a great partner, a lot of fun. We're cheering for them. So I think it's a matter of trying to manifest all those different elements in with USC, with our iconic band. I mean, there's no question Ohio State's got an incredible band. And, you know, our iconic fight songs and what that represents is really what makes college football awesome and college athletics awesome. And I think that our fans, our donors, our faculty, obviously our president who helped lead this as a partner on this, all understand it's about the stage that you play on. And that's why, you know, being fortunate enough to schedule Ohio State at, I think, four different institutions that I've worked. Why? Because you want to be on that stage. And the challenging part is when that wave of fans and energy that Gene's built there comes rolling on top of you, it's really, really difficult. But it's going to be an honor to be in that league. And again, I think that Gene and his colleagues, their integrity, their work with us on that process, their confidentiality says a lot. And we're looking forward to being a part of that. My hat's off to them.
Mike, we're going to go ahead and will that into existence. We'll book our tickets to SoFi right now. Gene, the Big Ten Conference has such a rich history already. What does it mean for our conference to add two programs with such great tradition like USC and UCLA?
Well, Ben, you said it in your question. It's that tradition, that history, and it's all the things that Mike talked about. You know, you have two AAU institutions joining our AAU institutions. It provides collaborative opportunities for our faculty and our presidents and the researchers and all those type of things. So it's beyond athletics. You will be able to create synergies in so many different ways. And I'm just really, really, really excited by the fact that we have two progressive athletic directors and Mike and Martin at UCLA who will ultimately look at this opportunity to make sure that we all maximize this new relationship and in different ways. But the tradition is really cool. I mean, when you think about USC and its rich tradition in so many different ways. The horse, I can't wait to just see the horse and see that bad boy dancing around on the field. And it's just moving to think about the fact that they will be a part of our regular schedule in some form or fashion. And to Mike's point, our television platform will be significantly enhanced with their joining our family, and it's just really a beautiful thing to be able to make this happen. It's just special.
I know the added layer there of so many seminal experiences and memories of the Rose Bowls back in the 70s and 60s, where our two teams ended up playing each other. Fans look forward to seeing that in the modern day. Gene, you've been a part of three waves of expansion for the Big Ten Conference now. How was this expansion different from the others?
Well, I think one, what Mike said, the confidentiality, I'm still amazed that we were able to go through that process as long as we went through it with so many people knowing, even particularly at the end of the number of people who knew expanded. And we were able to pretty much hold that thing. And I'm really, really surprised and but complimentary of everyone that was involved, our athletic directors, our presidents, our legal people, our communications people. You just go down the list, our boards, they held it. And so that was really amazing. But, you know, when you think about it, you know, there were really only two schools that really made sense for us, and it's USC and UCLA. So I was really amazed by the ability to have the conversations that we've had, to really, really talk through how it would work, and then ultimately to make it happen with that level of confidentiality.
Mike, at what point did you seriously consider that realignment was going to be an option for your program?
Well, I think that Gene says it well. I think that there's just so many complexities associated with our enterprise right now. And I think when Oklahoma and Texas made the move, I mean, I have roots in the Big 12, even back to the Big 8, and you start watching that move and what that represented. But more importantly, I think that Commissioner Warren deserves a lot of credit. And I think that when Gene talks about all the people that were involved, I mean, I think in a lot of ways that represents a respect and a confidence in what Commissioner Warren's doing from all of us. And I think that says a whole lot about his leadership and respect that we all have for him. And I think that when you were watching so many moves that the Big Ten was putting together, and I think a lot of it even started before the commissioner arrived. And I think Gene and others there have always pushed the envelope associated with, hey, how do we get better? How do we do special things and create special games and a incredible environment and a following? And you want to be a part of that. And I think that when you think about really the movement across the country, you begin to think, all right, we want to be with the best. We want to be on the biggest stages with the best leaders, with the best institutions. And you know what? I think our campus is probably as excited about the collection of intelligence across all the institutions in research and medicine and all those different things. And we're all committed to trying to ensure that we can make progress there. But it's about trying to obviously stay on the biggest, grandest stages that you can. And I think that's what LA represents, the Super Bowl. I mean, I mentioned the Dodgers. We have somebody in town called the Los Angeles Lakers. If you haven't heard of them, that are a lot of fun. And obviously the Clippers and the Angels and the Kings, and you know, I could go on. I mean, Gene has the luxury of not having to fool with them too much, but he's got somebody bordering him called the Bengals and the Browns. But I think that in the end, it's really about trying to be with the best and the brightest. That's what it's all about, academically, athletically, socially, brand wise. I mean, one of the things I enjoy about competing against UCLA, and I don't know if Gene knows this, but when we play UCLA, we both wear our dark jerseys. Mm. And it is really an incredible sight. Just to let you know, though, Gene, Martin and I have already collaborated together. We know in order to offset your one vote, we're going to vote together in a pod to offset your one. So we got two votes here. So
that's funny. You know, the one thing, though, Mike, you really alluded to it well, the, you know, the intellectual property that we'll be bringing together, man, it's considering where we are in athletics and the decisions that have to be made around so many different things as we move into the future, you know, to have you know, two of our colleagues, you know, like Mike and Martin be in the room and add to that discussion. And then their faculty athletic representative, their senior women administrators and their coaches and all those people will be a part of helping us get feedback and give guidance to our presidents as they try and help us chart whatever this new course looks like. And that is really, really cool that we'll be adding all that to our conversations. And Kevin's done a marvelous job of keeping us together and you know, adding these two schools is just going to be really cool.
I think one other thing that comes to mind is I think Gene in Ohio State has always been on the forefront of giving back to this industry. What does that mean? They host virtually every leadership conference. And, you know, we want to have that same type of representation. So this year, this summer, we will be hosting the Black Student Athlete Convention here in Los Angeles. We're excited about that. And obviously with our Sports Institute here at USC that we've had. And so we're trying to really model a lot of what Gene has done. And I think that's one thing Ohio State has done a phenomenal job is Gene gives back to this business, back to this enterprise. And I think that collectively, those types of leaders are ones you want to be around because they're going to challenge you, but you're also going to have the ability to really influence them and think of some different things. And, you know, it's interesting. You guys both talked about the weather at the start of this call. I mean, I think we're looking forward to the opportunity to think, all right, how do we take advantage of that for everybody in the Big Ten and us? And when there's great opportunities to play golf or baseball at the right times of year to make that a positive for the student athlete experience. And our vision is to be the most student athlete centered program in the country. And Gene has always stood for the student athlete. So I'm looking forward to being in the room with my partners and great ADs and saying, all right, how do we schedule different things to take advantage of that? Because the good news is the grass always grows here year round, which is nice. But I know that in talking to Mark Poyle of Minnesota, he's like, well, Mike, we're looking forward to a late November game with SC. And I'm like, well, I don't know. We'll see about that. But obviously, all those things enter into it. I think that dynamics of Los Angeles and the weather, the beach, the opportunities for people to go to Disneyland, to go to all the places out here, the great museums, I think it's going to be a lot of fun for fans. And I know our fans are looking forward to coming to the Horseshoe and being a part of that experience. And it's just really nothing better than those opportunities.
Yeah, Mike, you're right. I mean, we really got to be smart with our scheduling so that we can, you know, we have a lot of student athletes in different sports. It's never been to LA. So we just can't come in and play and go home. We got to give them an opportunity to see things that they've never seen before. And the same with student athletes at USC and UCLA that may have never been to Minnesota or never been to Penn State and see these type of environments and see what's so special about those environments. And so that's something we got to really do. We got to commit ourselves to making sure we do that. We get so hung up in the competition part that we need to really be smart about making sure we do that part of it. And that's the other part of having somebody like Mike and Martin in the room is we know they're going to think that way and they're going to have ideas. So we got to make sure we do that.
Mike, you've referenced the importance of sport in the city of Los Angeles, and obviously USC and UCLA play a big part of that. Why was it important that UCLA was also taken into consideration in this realignment and came along with USC?
Well, one thing I failed to mention, I'll get to your question quickly, but a lot of people don't know, you know, they hear about the historic Coliseum. And Gene, it's very similar to your entry to the stadium. I forget on what end, it's towards the basketball arena where the band marches in there. But our peristyles on that end of the stadium represent the entry to the Olympics. And in 2028, the Coliseum will host its third Olympic Games. And we just 4 years ago, put $320 million into the Coliseum. And so Gene, it's very similar to the vision you had associated with your premium seating. It's close to the field and the stadium's gorgeous. And the Coliseum has hosted a World Series. It's hosted a Rose Bowl. It's hosted a Super Bowl. It's hosted John F. Kennedy accepted the 1960 Democratic National Convention nomination in there with 80,000 people. So wow. The Coliseum is an iconic place. It'll be 100 years old next year. Wow. And the Rose Bowl is 100 years old this year. So, Ben, I think when you think of Los Angeles, you think of iconic institutions, iconic teams, iconic brands, great weather, great history that is just really coupled together. And that's why I really love Martin and was so excited when he came. And we enjoyed working with Dan Guerrero as well. And I know Gene and Dan were friends, but I think it's about understanding that it's so much bigger than winning. And when we play, I mean, it's all on, but it's so much more than that. And it's about the student athlete experience. It's about what we're trying to do to help combat all the challenges socially in what we're doing in the community. It's about trying to rally our students to build the sense of pride that Los Angeles has as a community. And I think that's why we're excited about trying to take advantage of that, but also to share it. And I think that's why the Rose Bowl is so special. I mean, Jeannie's probably played in, 10, 12 Rose Bowls and been a part of that. And it's special because it's the Rose Bowl. It's Los Angeles. The weather's good. You're playing on beautiful grass. I mean, all those different things. So the question is, how do we share that more broadly so that fans from Northwestern to Rutgers to Maryland to, our Gene's friends in Michigan can all come out here and be a part of that?
That's right.
So I think for having a partner from Los Angeles makes so much sense, scheduling, logistics. I mean, some people talk about some of the travel woes, and Martin and I are thinking, hey, if we're coming out to play Michigan and Michigan State in soccer, we'll probably come out on the same charter. Yeah. I mean, why not? I mean, there's no reason we can't do that. We'll let them ride in the front on the way out, and we'll ride in the front on the way back. And our beach volleyball team that won the national championship flew back on the same plane with UCLA and Loyola Marymount on the same plane. I mean, it happens. So I think it's just a matter of trying to be smart, but also just embrace the opportunity.
Yeah, that's well said, Mike.
Gene, we've talked about Martin a couple of times today. You and Mike clearly have a good relationship and you're very close with Martin. How important were those pre-existing relationships as this expansion for the Big Ten Conference was coming to fruition?
Well, it was critical. A lot of this starts around trust. And we ultimately have a huge amount of respect for each other because we've all worked together before. And Mike knows a number of the athletic directors in this league, and Martin knows a number of them, and they know him. And so that trust was big. And knowing that everything that Mike just talked about, knowing that they're going to approach this the right way for our student athletes and for the people that we serve. And so it's interesting when you look at some of the transitions over the years. And, Mike mentioned going from the Big 8 to the Big 12. I was on the committee at Iowa State at the time when we went from the Big 8 to the Big 12 and what that expansion was like. And it was challenging. It was really challenging. And some of it was because the people couldn't get aligned because, everybody was thinking it was too siloed in self-serving ways. And this one worked well because you have two leaders there that see the big picture and we trust that they would see the big picture and we have a relationship. It's kind of like when two partners come together and you got a contract. Well, hopefully you put the contract in the drawer and never have to look at it again because it's the relationship that matters more than the contract. And that's what we have in Mike and Martin. And so really important for us to be able to have two leaders like that. And our presidents felt comfortable with the presidents there as well. So it was kind of the same, that synergy was just kind of magical. So really, really excited about that ability to have that partnership grow.
Like, you've spent a significant amount of time in the Big Ten footprint, both at Ohio University when you were in graduate school and as the athletic director at Cincinnati. How do you think USC will mesh culturally with the Big Ten?
Well, I think we're talking a lot about it already. I think that our intensity of interest is high. We recognize the phenomenal environments that exist in that league, primarily with Gene and in Michigan, like Wisconsin, you could go on, Iowa, Penn State, we could go on and on. But I think it's going to be a wonderful mesh. When you're adding iconic brands with an iconic league and iconic brands that already exist, that's a win-win for everybody. And, you know, we haven't even talked a lot about basketball. I mean, you start thinking about adding UCLA basketball and USC. I mean, you can't see it from behind me, but, you know, I have a poster, a picture of our fifth win in a row over UCLA. They've won two since, though. So we had that, but that was five in a row since the 1940s, the last time that happened. But UCLA basketball and USC basketball, I mean, we have put more players in the NBA in the first round. I think there's only two other institutions that join us. So I'm talking about USC. And obviously with Mick Cronin being at UCLA, my former coach at Cincinnati, who was a wonderful partner, and Gene was kind enough to help us open up our arena. They knocked us off, but that was a special night. And I think that's an example of how people working together, really doing something that makes a lot of sense. And you know what? I think that helped Ohio State as well with their overall brand and building their wonderful basketball piece that continues to rise. So I think it's more than just football too. I mean, it's soccer and volleyball. I mean, I looked recently, and doesn't the Big Ten, Gene, have six teams in volleyball in the top 10 in the country? Yep.
Right.
Yeah, so, I mean, we're going to have to raise our game there associated with that. And I don't know if I can convince Gene to start a beach volleyball program yet, but.
I think Trev at Nebraska, Trev Alvarez, he's good. He's got his beach volleyball. Well, you know what? The culture is all about behavior. And so when you think about everything that Mike's already talked about, you know, around the student-athlete experience and just – you know, think of the different ways to address the traveling issue. I mean, that was just so creative. I mean, it's just going to be so many creative ideas, but the behavior is ultimately, how do we serve our student athletes? You know, how do we make sure we create remarkable experiences for our fans? All those conversations are going to be so easy. And they're going to bring different thoughts to the table. And one, because of just the way they think, period, but also where they reside. So being in California, being in LA, being at USC, Mike's gonna just bring a different perspective to the table because of where he resides. Geography contributes to his experiences. And so I can't wait. I can't wait to have him and then Martin in the room, and we're brainstorming about whatever topic, because that's the beauty of diversity. The beauty of diversity is just having different people from different environments, different viewpoints, different thought processes, brainstorming around one topic and trying to get aligned and come to a conclusion about an issue. I mean, that's the beauty. And I can't wait for that culture that exists at USC to merge into our culture in the Big Ten.
Diversity of thought is endlessly beneficial. Gene, the more we hear Mike talk up the beautiful weather in Los Angeles, the more I think our fans are going to start to wonder when they make their first trip out there. So how do you envision scheduling playing out as we welcome USC and UCLA into the Big Ten?
Well, I think first and foremost, we have a process that we're getting ready to start with Mike and Martin being in the room. You know, we can't talk about these things without their input. And then we ultimately will have working groups with their coaches and other staff on their department, in our departments, and coming up with strategies. But I think it's the creativity that Mike threw out and an example that he threw out relative to charters. Is there a neutral site that certain sports need to play meet in the middle of the country or something of that nature? Is there, he already mentioned, for example, you know, soccer coming here and playing a swing. You know, you don't come from, you know, LA to play just one contest. You come, you play Ohio State and you play Michigan, and, you know, you try and make sure soccer and volleyball are coming at the same time. And when we go out there, it's the same way. you know, hopefully we can go out there and take our men's soccer team and our women's soccer team on the same charter, or we're going with Indiana or whatever it is. I mean, I think we got to be creative and as best we can, or maybe we bring in UCLA and USC out here and we have a jamboree of some sort. I mean, I just think everything we throw against the wall and figure out what's best for the student athlete experience. We all want to create opportunities for them to be successful, not just in that particular contest, but postseason. So we want to get as many teams in every single sport as we possibly can into the postseason. So that every team can chase the national championship. So there's so many elements in that, Ben, that we really just got to think through them and be smart about them.
Mike, Gene alluded to postseason play and having multiple teams involved from the Big Ten Conference. Now that college football playoff expansion has been affirmed, how do you think that the expansion of the Big Ten Conference will play out in that new model?
I think it helps us immensely, all of us. Strength of schedule, visibility. I mean, there's going to be nobody that is a participant in that process that isn't going to be able to see our games featured at the right times. And, you know, a lot of people don't understand the value of shoulder programming around that. So if they're doing a feature on Coach Day or Coach Riley, they're going to learn a lot about that. And if they're going to see Caleb Williams and learn a lot about him and what's going on and our great players and obviously players at Ohio State, you know, all those different pieces raise the profile and the respect that people have for your team. So that's extremely valuable. Lincoln wants me, I know it's crazy. We scheduled a game the first year we're in the Big Ten. We opened up in Las Vegas against LSU, Gene. So I'm not thinking that idea looked real good, but right now, but you have to remember when we made that agreement, we were in the Pac-12 and we needed strength of schedule. And we needed to have that. And it's similar to when Gene helped me hire Luke Fickell at Cincinnati and putting that together. And Gene was an incredible partner there and working with Luke. And we're like, we've got to play Notre Dame. We've got to play Indiana. We've got to play, you know, schools like that and raise the schedule in a way that gives you respect. And I think that's not going to be a challenge.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Like I know Buckeyes are so excited to learn more about the new Big Ten partners at USC and UCLA, and there's obviously no shortage of things to do in Los Angeles, but when they make their first trip out to see one of our teams compete at USC, what's something that they should definitely try and do while they're on campus or while they're visiting?
Well, it's the beach. Now, Gene doesn't know it, but I think we're going to give every Big Ten athletic director their own surfboard, and then we're going to give them lessons and they can go out there and learn how to do that. So if y'all want to see Gene on a surfboard, he'll probably be a lot better at it than I am. But anyway, it's the beach. I mean, you know, finding sand hours, picking up things, seeing all the different things associated with the beach, the sound of the beach, the food around the beach, the vibe around the beach. I mean, I'm sure that there'll be Big Ten sports bars emerging that'll be more and more vibrant because of this move. And the beach and that beach scene is just, it's just relaxing and fun to be around. And then you can add on elements of just seeing parts of LA. Obviously, Orange County's a big, big hub. Obviously, Disneyland's down there. But again, it all starts and ends with the water. And the water's special, and it just brings out a lot of smiles in people, you know, and I think when people come out here and they come back with a nice, beautiful tan back to Columbus at this time of year, people go, hey, how'd you do that? You were out at the game. How, you know, how was UCLA? How was USC? And also to help your listeners and viewers understand, the Coliseum is just across the street from campus. Now, the Rose Bowl is 18 miles away from UCLA's campus, so it's a little bit different. But so many of your fans have been to the Rose Bowl, and Gene knows that. But USC is just across the street, so that's really convenient for us. That helps us with our students. It helps with fans. And the entire USC campus is really the footprint for all the tailgating. And then everybody just walks over to the Coliseum. So just a couple pieces. But for me, it's all about the palm trees and the water.
We'll look forward to recording the first fully video episode of the Gene Smith podcast when Gene takes his first surfing lesson.
Yeah, I think that's going to happen. You probably find me walking around the Getty Museum. But
that'd be good too.
I find my grandkids on the surfboard.
There you go. We can do that. We'd settle for that. And Ronald Reagan's museum's out here. That's a big deal, and that's a lot of fun as well.
Absolutely. Well, we look forward to making that first trip to LA to see the Trojans and the Buckeyes. But Mike, thank you so much for taking some time to chat with us today. We really appreciate it. I know you're a very busy man.
It's a pleasure and an honor to be with you. Gene, thank you so much. Good luck to you the rest of the year.
You too, buddy. Take care now. Thanks for joining us. Bye-bye.
Gene, before we wrap up here, why don't you give our listeners a real quick update on what they can expect in the coming months here?
Well, we're fortunate. We have a homecoming game coming up. It was against Rutgers, and really excited about that. And then we're on the road in football to Michigan State, and then our kids get off week. They really need it. It's that time of year. But our men's and women's soccer program are playing well, and field hockey hosts the Big Ten championship this year, and really excited for them. Fortunately, our women's volleyball team will get back home in October. They've been on the road most of September, so we're really anxious to see them. They're ranked number 7 in the country, and really, really anxious to see them come back home. And our cross-country teams are having an unbelievable fall. So fall season is upon us, but we're getting ready to move into the winter sports. Basketball is getting ready to kick off here, and both of those teams are doing it, have done exceptionally well, and really proud of them. So ready to roll.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, that does it for another episode of the Gene Smith podcast presented by Encova Insurance. Thank you, everyone who has joined us today. Thank you again to Mike Bone for joining us. Really appreciate his time. We really appreciate everyone who has listened and subscribed this far. Until the next time, we hope you're all doing well. For Gene Smith and everyone here at Ohio State Athletics, I am Ben Waite. Be well and go Bucks.